Blog Talk Radio.
What key do you want to do it in?
Try maybe a D flat.
Well, do it in C. Do it in C.
Do a flop.
the Friday Possum Theme.
I'm not asking you to spy. I'm just asking you to steal.
A Quinn Martin production. Good evening, one and all. Welcome to Friday Possum. If you're not doing anything better, man, what the fuck, right? Oh, man, already. Hold on. Let's go let Ted out. Welcome to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Let's see. Monday nights, Possum Hour. There you go, buddy. Monday nights, Possum Hour. Very similar to this show, except earlier in the week. During the week, 10 o'clock, I believe he starts now, the ever-popular, ever-vanishing, humble and lovable, brown-eyed thing, Ben J. Grimm. Okay, I am unmuted. Good. So far, so good. And he comes to you on Tuesdays and Thursdays or whenever the fuck he feels like it. Then on Fridays, it's Friday Night Possum as written. You're here, so obviously you're aware of this program. Congratulations. Step one. All right. Well, since they're queued up here. I will bring on the, console of experts. Ladies and gentlemen, the sinister minister of finance and parking, and the ever-lovable malt liquor loving guy that he is. It's Professor RJ Gummy and Malt Liquor Man, the Council of Experts. There they are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. What an intro.
Welcome, sirs.
Give us the syllable, Malty.
What?
A syllable.
How's
there
that?
I was just waiting on you. Welcome. No, I got to give you guys a chance to speak, too. Might as well be early.
Welcome to the biweekly sausage fest.
Unfortunately.
Bring forth the sausage.
Sausages. Remember that kids in the hall with the sausages? Sausages. I always think of that when I hear sausage. Sausages. Mr. Sausage, bring the sausages.
I don't remember that shit.
With maple syrup. Keep pouring maple syrup on the sausages.
Well, yeah, that's good eating.
Except
for the maple syrup.
Bring the sausage, oh, boy.
They got to be breakfast links, though.
Yeah, they were links in the video. Absolutely. Hey, man.
I was just watching Fake Shemp on the Jack Lemmon movie just now.
Oh, get the fuck out. The Good Neighbor Sam?
Yeah. Yeah, he was the mailman.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy stuff, man.
Thomas.
This is a whole whole side of Shemp that I was unaware of.
Yeah. Shit.
I'm getting a new channel, man. I'm getting a new TV
what's
channel.
That?
I don't know. It's like a Christmas present. It's sitting under the tree, man. come on in, bub. The the Channel 4's got Channel 4-2, which is me TV, right? And all of a sudden, the other day, Channel 4-3 pops up. Oh, cool. What's on there? Just a test pattern. But I researched online, and it said Game Show Network was coming, but I don't think that's happening. It's like Christmas present.
Wouldn't it be nice if it was antenna and you can watch your Johnny Carson?
get the fuck. That was my first thought. But I don't know if I'll be that lucky. Especially if it's on the same thing as the MeTV, because that's a lot of duplication and repetition.
No, it's going to be, it's a DVD. It's the first season of Herman's Head. The first
season of Just repeat it over and over again? Yeah. That'd be good. I like that channel. I used to have, they changed it now. Used to just show Bo Knows over and over and over, 24 hours a day. I have that movie memorized. It's a great movie. I mean, if you never checked it out, Bo Knows, man.
I don't know if I ever heard.
Yeah, more bonus channels,
show,
man.
The Roaring Twenties.
Yeah, yeah, I believe so. From the 50s, right?
I just heard of it today. Yeah, no, it was early 60s. I think 61, 62.
Okay, but it's black and white,
Dorothy,
right?
Provine.
Dorothy Provine, yeah.
I think I was watching Good Neighbor Sam, and I looked her up in the IMDb, and it said the Roaring Twenties. I don't remember that show.
I remember, I don't know, I don't remember watching it, but I've heard of it.
I can see some of those.
It's time for Ted's treat. Here you go, bub.
Another one.
All right. Turkey. So did you guys eat turkey yesterday, man?
Sure did. How about you, Bob?
All right.
Soup kitchen.
I have myself a soup kitchen bonanza.
All right.
Did the president serve you, dude, by any chance? I saw him out there at the food kitchen.
No, but the sheriff did.
The sheriff. Nice. Yeah. I cooked the bird, man. It was fucking cool, man.
All right, breaking that oven. Good for you.
Breaking in it, man. I had the Gigantor was supposed to come, but he didn't show. I think maybe he ran into a 40-ounce that took him down early or something.
Yeah, you eat a couple of slices of turkey, drink yourself a 40, you're going to be done for the day.
Oh, yeah.
Last time I see him, he was drinking that Old English 800, so.
Well,
that'll leave a mark.
What do you like?
Yeah, that'll leave a mark.
That's
get your money's worth there.
Stains on your toilet bowl come under there.
Indeed. Met everybody over. It was nice, man. I made way too much fucking potatoes and turkey, but that's cool.
Quite the chef.
Hey, loved it, man. The turkey. I didn't get to brine the turkey, though, because in one of my moves, I gave up my gigantic pot that I used to do that in. So.
I use an old cooler. I put it in the cooler.
I don't think I have an old cooler that big.
Bleach.
Yeah, I didn't have anything that big to do it in, so like, well, punt. It was a butter ball, man. You can't. You got a bag and a butter ball. You can't fuck that up. It's impossible to cook a bad
you
turkey.
You have to call the hotline.
I did have to call a hotline twice.
Not according to bad sitcom.
And I said this before, but when I was a kid, it took an army of 13 to 30 women, 3 days, working around the clock to produce a very similar meal back in those days. Now, mind you, they had the good china and shit out, but not the paper plates that we did over here at Shea Commodore. But still, it's no big deal. I was watching Western while I'm cooking a turkey.
I made my turkey on the Jewish Foreman.
There you go. You can make your cranberries on there, too.
You can cut your cheese in the chat room. Yeah,
that's right. What if they're assholes? They get up at like 4 in the morning. It's got the turkey. What are you, stupid?
I know, man. I threw it in there like 12:30. It was ready to go. Boom. You know?
You know why they got to get up that early? Because every 20 minutes they open the goddamn oven and leave it open for 20 minutes while they baste it. While the heat's gone, they put a bag in, got to heat back up to 400 or whatever.
That's right, man. That's why you got to go with the bags. It's science.
And each time they're hitting the wine. That's why they go out to the kitchen all the time to check for the turkey. They're hitting that wine.
I never thought of that. And there's no football in the kitchen either, so, you know.
A base for me and a base for me.
That's
right. Good dig. Good dig. Well, it's that time again when we should blow something up, I think. And instead of blowing up Thanksgiving, because I like Thanksgiving. That's one of the few holidays I dig.
I don't like
Because I usually get to see all my kids and shit, and everybody gets together, and good family. You know, I mean, you know, I'm sure it shouldn't mean anything other than just getting together, having a good meal together, enjoying each other's company, right?
It should be for family that's not close together. I mean, that live around, you know, where they all finally meet, you know. But if you see them every fucking day, it's a silly holiday.
Well, I live in the same town with them, but I don't ever see the fuckers. They never call. You know that. So it's nice. So anyways, I was thinking of something to blow up today, and I thought, REO Speedwagon.
Uh-huh.
Oh, if I thought of it, I'd have said that Alice's Restaurant song.
that'd have been good. That'd have been good.
That would have been a good Thanksgiving.
Well, we got something, you know, if we make it to next Thanksgiving. Hey.
On the list.
We'll have sausage stuffing.
Absolutely. with maple syrup. So I look up REO Speedwagon, and we've already blown that up. In fact, the one I was thinking of, I blew it up twice already. I've got oncoming of Alzheimer's or something. I've done this fucker twice. So I said, well, all right, punt. Something else we've never blown up.
Okay.
And then it came to me like an epiphany. It was an epiphany is what it was.
Ah, cool.
You remember your Jefferson Starship? Ooh, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Got a little Jefferson Airplane, you know. Peak of hippiedom, flower children, all that shit. But the Starship?
Let me guess. We built this city.
Oh, you know, my sister was engaged to a guy with a wooden leg.
Yeah, what happened?
She broke it off.
The engagement?
Nah, the leg.
Oh.
We built this city.
No!
We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city.
Oh, no! Oh!
We built this city on rock and
roll. Oh! You're a faggot!
Say you don't care to go.
Ow!
To that kind of place.
Don't talk shit about Toto!
Listen, we gotta do something. Love. Think! Think! Use your head!
In your fight.
Pick it up. Think hard. That's it. Get hard! I got it. What? A terrific headache.
Rocking chair, you gave me pneumonia. Yes, you gave me pneumonia, baby. You know the love you gave me has grown so cold. I got pneumonia in my heart and soul. soul, I never did love you. And if you take this heart away, baby, take this soul, cause the shoes you're born, I'm gonna haunt you till your dying day, cause you gave me pneumonia, baby. You gave me pneumonia, honey. The love you gave me has grown so cold. I got pneumonia in my heart and soul. Baby, you don't have to listen to me. Don't have to hear a word I say. Cause I'm a giving your secret to all of the men, so they know how to stay away. Cause you gave me pneumonia. You know you gave me pneumonia, baby. Yes, the love you gave me has grown so cold. I got pneumonia in my heart and soul. When the moon lights up the nighttime, sun lights up the skies, you won't be able to tell the difference, cause I'm a black in the both of your eyes. You gave me pneumonia, honey. Yes, you gave me pneumonia, baby. Yes, the love you gave me has grown so cold. I got pneumonia in my heart and soul. Got pneumonia in my heart and soul. Got it deep, deep, deep down in my little soul. Somebody help me.
What happened? You know?
Baby, give me pneumonia. Yes.
The phenomia. My one son thinks he's got walking pneumonia. He sounds pretty bad, man. He has to see a Sawbones.
Uh-huh. Well, he's got pneumonia.
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
Does he qualify for the Obamacare, though, man?
Yeah.
Fuckers. That Obamacare is fucked up. I hate to say it, but it is fucked up.
It's fucked up for the giddy-up.
Well, it's working out good for me so far, but... Jeez, man. Kid works every day.
It was meant to be fucked up.
I think so. It's a screwy deal.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. What the hell are you going to do? But
the next, you know what? The next guy will be on it.
Yeah, sure. Leave it to the next guy, I always say.
It'll be truthful. You don't lie to
us. Let someone else do it.
Yeah.
Someone else. Oh, well, we got Vermin Loves Supreme. He might be able to fix things.
Yes. If anyone could do it, he's got boot head.
he's got on his head. I mean,
I hate to say it, but he's old hat.
Maybe he'll make America great again, man.
No, we need Tiger Man. I think his name is
Tiger Man.
I think his
name is Tiger Blood.
Man. He's a rock. He's a
all right
guy, and he takes care of their cats.
Oh,
and he's gonna
damn. You know, wine is not a pussy drink. Good Lord, I just had one sip of that, and it's like boing. Jeez,
I drank a bottle of red wine last night and had a little goodies in a bag.
Man,
never liked wine. Never liked it.
Number one son came over and drank all the beers last night, so, you know. I bought this fucking boot full of wine, and nobody drank any wine. Wine in a box. You are correct, Dr. Cake. So, you're just going to sip it slowly. I can still read the names. Such as Brenda Joad. Yeah, Mrs. Daddy G.
Brenda Joad.
Her beautiful smile, and I hope she hangs out for the polka. Hint, hint. Yep. You guessed it. Yep. And there he is, the Daddy G himself from A Night with Daddy G here on Blog Talk Radio, Saturdays at 9 Eastern Time. It's Daddy G, coincidentally enough.
Tomorrow night, Daddy G. Cool.
All right. He's going to have Joe Palma on, and he will fake Shemp in the grotto.
Right.
This will be wonderful.
Joe DePalma? Sorry, Zed.
It's Starzan and Joe Palma. I think Palma is Starzan sometimes.
Yeah.
You have to look real close.
That sounds pretty cheesy.
Yeah. And there's Dr. Cake. Which is a damn good thing she's here, because wouldn't be a show without her.
Indeed. You are correct,
shit out of luck. We'd have to finally wise up and figure out something else to do on Fridays and Mondays. And there's Getting For USA! Returning
USA.
Triumphantly with his large typeface in the chat room.
All right. There you go.
Man, I wish I had some beer. Fucking wine, man. That's for winos.
Trust me. What color is it?
Well, this is a Pinot Grigio.
See, that's the problem. Don't be drinking no white wine. That's for the
ladies. We had turkey. I had a box of Grenache.
Good old red wine. A nice Pinot Noir.
I had Grenache. It was pretty good.
Last night, I had a $6 bottle of Pinot Noir, a couple of hits off the pipe. I was fucking cranking for hours.
There you go.
Well, I got a lot of ice in there, so hopefully it'll water this fucker down a little bit. Maybe I'll put tonic water in the next one.
You
I don't know.
This I'm gonna start calling you Caitlin.
This is not an efficient alcohol delivery system. Absolutely. All right, now we have guest 2697, and you know who you are.
2697.
Share. And there he is. He hung out for the roll call finally. Jam! Jam and Jar.
Right,
Austin
Jam.
Murphy. Austin Murphy, sorry.
Jam Master Murphy.
I love that.
Jam.
That sounds like a comic book name, doesn't it? Like the real identity to a superhero.
Ooh, yeah.
No, it sounds Jam like a, man. Like a it sounds like a new novel by John Austin Murphy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What's that, the Bionic Man? Who was he?
Ooh, no, he was Phil Harris, I think, played him. And there's Maggie C. She's
Maggie
first in
C.
love, first in peace, and first in the Possum Lounge.
All
and
right.
We have a Maggie C surprise later on the show. Thank you very much.
Oh, cool.
There he is. Direct from cardboard box somewhere in the United States of America. It's Malt Liquor Man.
Well, look at that.
And Pinky Lee.
Those legs are wearing kind of warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and cardboard boxes, warm. Not so much in Michigan and states of that ilk, if you know what I'm saying.
Today was a lovely day.
Oh,
my
God.
It was great. Great.
Yep.
Great. Let's see. Hey, there's our old pal Hope. Get the fuck out.
Hope.
Other people's eyes. He has been a possum since the very beginning. He was there.
God bless him.
Along with Dr. Cake and others. But Ope, he was there from the before times.
Gotta bring back the old show.
The old ones. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. The old ones. Remember that chick in that one? Woo! Blah, 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 blah. All right. Hey, hi, Bob. Oh, man, it's going to be a sip, not a gulp.
Barney.
Oh, if you get too worried, just chew on the ice cube.
That's Porcupine Bob. All right, it's and there he is. The sinister minister of finance parking.
Thank you, sir.
Your pal
you.
And his
you,
and mine.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
R.J. Gumbay from Up on the Roof.
On the roof, baby.
Yeah.
As your super host, Commodore Ben.
As the Beaver.
Yeah.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay. So we got there's all kind of Friday stuff we can do here. What else there's to talk about? Oh, the weird thing, I don't really want to talk too much about politics and shit. But this was a 9/11 shit, conspiracy shit snuck into the mainstream media. this week, man. It's pretty cool.
Tell.
Yeah, man. The Donald, the courtesy of the Donald. Captain Hairdo. He brought up this fucking crazy story about Middle Eastern people celebrating in Jersey, right?
Yeah.
And nobody could find this or whatever, you know.
I was in North Jersey when it happened.
There was like a few people that they checked out, and there were some people that were having little barbecues up on their roof, but it wasn't like thousands of them marching in the street and dancing around.
Well, being the mad conspiracy theorist of 9/11 that I am, it immediately made me remember this one story. And there were these Israelis. They weren't Muslims. They were Israelis. And they were on a rooftop or a van or something, and they were filming the damn thing and partying and celebrating and hooting and hollering. And the neighbors called the cops on them. The cops arrested them. Mossad came directly in, and they were taken out of the country immediately. And so now this story is hopefully on the they're not going to talk about that, but that's what really happened. That's what he's remembering.
True.
That's what he's remembering. And, of course, Dr. Ben Carson chimed in with,
oh, yeah, I saw it, too.
You a racist. Listen to you.
That guy is out there. He is out there, man. He is on loose.
You hate Ben Carson because he's black.
Oh, I don't see color, dude.
There you go.
Oh, no, you're lying. See, I'm throwing it back in your face.
No. It just bugs me when people are on lewds on TV.
Well,
like,
he's a black man who's more successful than
Sickle.
Yeah, but I hate Trump more, so does that make me hating white
racist,
people?
I see your true colors.
There you go.
Austin is an American story. Agreed. Better than Obama's. That's true.
Is he blacker than Obama? Is that what it is? Is he blacker?
No, he was taller than the motherfucker. That's all.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You know, like when I first heard about it, I'm like, man, that's fucking amazing, brain surgeon and shit. And the more I hear the guy, I'm like, man, I'd like to see some fucking evidence of this brain surgery, man. It might be the people walking around going, ha, you know, I don't know, man. What the fuck?
So what is that?
He himself won.
The
fucking nutbag.
Oh.
All right.
And they keep,
enough
they
of
keep
those
grain
politics.
In the pyramid.
He keeps what?
They keep grain. The Egyptians kept grain in the.
It was a grain. It was a grain silo. Is what that was.
Well, that's where they kept the hops too when they're making the beer.
Right? And when they invented beer. Yeah. Exactly. You're a racist. You know that multi.
You better believe it.
Egyptian racist.
He's admit it.
Right. Time to dance, for Christ's sake. Let's dance.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
If you don't do it, you're just considered out. I don't know of anyone that doesn't do it at the moment.
Race! Do the hammer lock.
was
that
over
was
too
good.
Soon. Yeah. The old cramps. Don't beat that one on a stick.
You can't.
All right. We're trying to hit the food themed music. So here we go.
The leftovers.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Get it? Taste of honey? Eh, well, it's a reach.
Taste of honey.
Never goes bad, though, man. Honey. Yourself a jar of honey, good investment. Never goes bad.
I keep it in my bomb shelter.
Yeah, you should. And buy local, for crying out loud. For God's sake. I saw this cool thing, man. Cool video. Tonight, how to survive the apocalypse, you know, part 13, you got a can of food, but you ain't got a can opener. How do you open this bad boy, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, I've got your multi, man.
He takes the can of tuna, turns it upside down, top down, right? On cement. You got to have some cement around.
Uh-huh.
Key. And you just, maybe you wet it down, get like a whetstone, and then you just kind of rub it, circles, you know, until you wear down the rim, and then you just squeeze the sides. You're tuna. You're down with some tuna, man. But if the shit really does go down, skip the mayonnaise, I think.
There you go.
Yeah, we're going to hold off on...
Been on. Yeah.
We're going to hold off on most of the condiments.
Yeah.
So,
the electric's been off. The mustard would be good, probably. Mustard might be good.
Go to the dollar store before the apocalypse. Buy yourself a cheap fucking can opener.
Or you could do that, yeah.
No, what you need is one of them little, you need that little military one, you know, the little one that opens up like a quarter of the way that's got the blade on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what you want, man.
Push yourself a handful of those.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself a little flint to make a spark, too.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, you need fire. And some, you know what? I got a box of them matches that strike anywhere. They're hard to find anymore, man.
I don't think
they're
you
my
can
emergency
find them
match.
Anymore.
Yeah. My buddy,
you need
my,
to make
my
a little
buddy.
Bug-out bag with all your stuff. And every couple of years, every year you check it. Every, you know, Christmas, you check it, make sure things are still good. Replenish what you need. Change out what's gone bad.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I know somebody's got one. You got full of canned goods and sinister pants.
I'm ready. I'm stuck.
I'm ready for a quickie. Who's ready for a quickie? This is some pretty laid-back jazzy quickie cake quickie. There's cake involved, so this counts. This counts as our quotient of cake. It's Thanksgiving ham. By the one and only Maggie C.
Maggie C.
Thanksgiving. What is this? We give thanks. Who gives a shit? Just pass the cake. The thanks I give is not my own. I merely am translating it. Now on which of these couches do I sit? Gratitude is not my cuppa. Appreciation, however. Appreciation adds value to what I'm seeing, who I'm being. Appreciation is a whole other kettle. My thanks come in response to feeling as much appreciation as I can. Did someone bring a ham?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
How'd you see? What she got? I guess she didn't say cake.
Love it.
She didn't say cake, but it's all right because it was good.
It was good.
I heard cake in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
She said cake?
Cake in the beginning.
I missed it. Okay, we're cool. We're cool then. Okay, it's official then. We'll put that one. You can mark that one in your scorecard.
That's like that beat that poetry. I like it. Good Good stuff.
Yeah. That was very beat, wasn't it? I was like,
yeah,
I feel like.
Yeah.
You know,
I almost started smacking my bongos.
I know.
Like,
I'm hit. Remember that one where Popeye the Sailor Man? I know you remember this, Gumby, because you're Popeye.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The new Popeyes, the weird new ones they had with Brutus.
Uh-huh.
And Popeye went to the hippie bar or the hippie hangout. Uh-huh. And they were like, cool. And he's doing his dance and shit. You remember that one?
The Beatniks.
That was the Beatniks. Absolutely. Yeah.
Good stuff. Popeye is groovy.
Beatniks, man.
Uh-huh.
We did not know the Magic C was a beatnik, but there you have it.
Loved it. I was down with it.
Yeah. Definitely down. Right on.
Uh-huh.
And all the other euphemisms the kids use these days.
I seen Gumby. He's all sitting back with his round glasses on, going, "Cool, Daddy, cool."
That's what I was doing. It's not my
he's
we
like, "Daddy,
those blunts."
Yeah. Play that again at the end of the show.
All right, we can bring that back.
Yeah.
All right. But one thing we can't bring back.
Now, is that time?
Close enough.
Okay.
That's right. 3 minutes. You'll never get back. Tonight is absolutely no exception. It's kind of a shame Derek from the Derek and Kay Show in here.
He missed out.
It's a beauty. I want to read you what Cindy Brady, Susan Olson from the Brady Bunch says.
Yeah, I read
this
that.
This is why
too.
I fucking love Donald Trump. All of us who love him can't speak at dinner parties. We are closeted Trumpeters. Do we really love him? Not really. He's kind of a dick. But I am so pro-choice. So he will change his mind on that one. But is he the only forward thinker running for office? You bet he is. He speaks for the U.S. Yes, us and the U.S. Every single person on the political platform is bought out by some way. Their campaign, special interest, deep politics that the candidates will have to pay. Trump, for all his assholiness, is the best candidate we have. He's not bought out by anyone. As crazy, goofy, insane as it is, I wish we had a better choice, but he's our only choice. And actually believe that once we get the title, he will be so willing to listen. Trump, 2016.
Total control. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, 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 bong, bong, bing, 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 bong, bong, bing, 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 bong, bong, bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, 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 bong, bong, bing, 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 bong, bong, bing, 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 bong, bong, bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bong, bong. I couldn't care less. For me. For me. Ridiculous. For me. For me. I don't believe this. For me. For me. Ridiculous. Bing, bing, or thank you. Bing, bing, or thank you. Bing, bing, or thank you. Bing, bing, ratchet it up. Bing, bing, or thank you. Bing, bing, or thank you. Bing, 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 ratchet it up. Bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing, bing. Bong, bong. Bing, bing, bing. Bing, 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 bong, bong, bing, 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 bong, bong, bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, 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 bong, bong, bing, 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 bong, bong, bing, 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 bong, bong, bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bong, 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 bing, bing, bong, 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 bing, bing, bong, 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 bing, bing. Bing, 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 bing,
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
No refunds on the tournament. Sorry, I have none of that. You'll get nothing in like it. That was. I didn't realize that until I heard it back on the show. That was that other guy going to yell there to Tarzan, yell from shit back in 2000 and.
Oh wow!
Well,
Dean
Democrat. What is it?
Howard Dean.
Dean, Howard Dean, yeah, that was Howard, Dr. Howard Dean.
That was the scream that brought his campaign to a standstill.
Yeah. The how?
Everyone realized he was a fucking nut.
Other than that, it made me laugh, it made me cry, it became a part of me. Bing, bing, bong, bong. There you have it. Is that wild, though? Wild stuff coming out? Like, oh, yeah, I love Donald Trump, man.
Yeah. Great. Batshit crazy.
Yeah, she must have fell down them stairs of the set too many times.
Alice put something funny in the brownies or something. I don't know, man.
Funny in the Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a last episode where they ate mushrooms or something?
Hey, give me spiked like pork chops and applesauce there. Yeah.
I think they ate the pork chops on a Hawaiian one.
Yeah, they ate some bad shrimp. Something happened.
It was Vincent Price, wasn't it?
Yeah, there you go.
It was Vinny. I knew it all wrong.
Then with his roast.
Pork chop. All right, here we have it. That was our good old friend Vinny.
Vinny.
Okay.
Hey, Vinny.
Now, if you were living in Hawaii, speaking of Hawaii. Look how that happens. It just... there was a Honolulu bank, First Hawaiian Bank, and the customers who logged into their accounts during this, like, two-hour time frame, they all had, like, deficits on their accounts in the billions. Oh, okay, 20-minute window on Wednesday. Some guy logged in. He had a negative $710 billion balance in his checking account. He was quoted as saying, "Well, my wife is going to kill me." You know, that was yabum chi. Hey, everything's okie doke now, and the First Hawaiian Bank is working goo now. Can you imagine that logging on? What would I say?
Oh,
I don't have a bridge now.
I don't
think
I'd start spending.
No, but it was negative.
I need a home
billion.
In Barbados. I need a home.
No, it was negative $700 billion.
It's
oh,
you owe them.
Oh. That's what I think about. I think I'm gonna start calling myself Raul. Raul Santana.
Raul.
Time to give my bank account numbers to those whatever those guys are, the Macedonian
prince.
Yeah.
Did they explain it? Was it a hacker just doing a practical joke?
No, it was just a glitch. It was just a glitch.
What the hell of a glitch?
Yeah.
Well, there's no bank
imagine
in the world is going to let you go into debt like that unless you're someone like Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, because he'll just declare bankruptcy again and fuck all them people.
Still,
when somebody declares bankruptcy, people get fucked, you know. Sometimes it's a giant corporation that can afford it, but sometimes it's just plain folks that get fucked, you know?
Well, that's life. You gamble in life. You win some, you lose some. You
And he's done it, what, three, four times?
That's the way the game is played.
You know, geez, man.
Well, when you're dealing with big amounts of money, man, you can't always be right.
Yeah, I reckon.
Not everything's going to work out.
That thing,
I suppose
the show...
we can all be...
What?
I suppose we could all be equal, right? Everyone gets...
No, nobody's ever going to be equal to me. What are you talking about? You're getting pretty heady over there. All right, now the thing with the fucking sale—that's a real thing, man. That was in Japan in a mall.
Doesn't that come out? I think that story comes out every Christmas time.
Does it? Is that
I
fake?
Swear,
you think it's fake?
I swear I saw it last year too. I've seen it before.
All
right.
All right.
Well, I might be wrong.
That's the first time I saw it. I thought that was humoresque.
Well, they got the signs, and it says fucking sale in Japan.
Fucking sale, man.
Oh, sorry.
What's
the excuse?
It means it's really good.
Yeah. It seems familiar, that story. I could be wrong, though.
Well, because, like, you know, we use it as an adjective. Like, it's a fucking, you know, like, it can be positive or negative. So I think they said they didn't quite get
anything.
It, I guess.
It could be a noun. A verb could be anything you want it to be.
Fuck yourself,
you fucking fuck.
Why do my browser always get fucked up? All right, we got Hollywood news. Don't despair. I don't know if you've seen the. I don't know where else this lady has been. She's been on one of them daytime ladies shows. You know. She is currently the host of The Newlywed Game, and I think she's also, like, been in Broadway shows and stuff. I think she was lucky and just... Well, she's cashing in right now doing the game show, you know, cashing in our last
They brought back The
Newlywed
celebrity. Game?
Never went away?
It's in syndication.
Yeah,
her name is Sherry Shepherd. She got sued for child support. This is so fucked up, man. People are so fucked up these days. She divorced her husband, but when they were married, they set up a surrogate mother contract, okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, while she's carrying this baby of theirs to term for them, they get a divorce, and then she wants to get out of the contract and have her name removed from the birth certificate and shit. But thankfully, the court is smacking her with $4,100 a month child support for the now one-year-old being raised by its father. So there you go.
Hey, I think that's a bit absurd, isn't it?
Good for him.
I think so too.
A lot of time.
See, how come when a woman wants to wash her hands of a baby, it's fine, but when a man wants to do it, he's a deadbeat.
See that?
About time got some.
Yeah. She, apparently, Sherry Shepherd, deadbeat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, the big news in entertainment was also in daytime television. The Price is Right.
Uh-oh. Who would he gang bang now?
No. It was President Obama. President Barack Hussein Obama had the unmitigated gall to... He went on TV with a speech right during the showcase showdown.
Oh, that filthy son of a bitch.
The internet lit up, man. People were fucking incensed, man. You talk about bad... I mean, I know he doesn't have to get reelected, but, you know, have some compassion.
How dare he?
Hour invested in this showcase showdown, and then you come on with your fucking speech about terrorism or some bullshit like that? Come on.
That is so wrong.
No, why
wasn't
even
a good speech?
Him.
He's so full of shit, his eyes are brown.
That's like when they started that football game off in 1968 to put on Heidi.
Heidi, it's twice as bad as that.
Wasting away again in Obamacare.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. I'm fired.
You know who used to do that to me all the time? Was Ronald Reagan. He'd come on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock, and the A-team was on. And I fucking would get so mad. I almost wrote him a letter. I should have fucking sent it.
As I recall.
You pick another fucking hour, please. Tuesday, 8 o'clock, back. So come out. They give him like a speech of some kind or something. And it'll interrupt the A-team.
Yeah.
I was pissed. I was like, so angry.
Think about watching a Reagan speech that I always kind of dug was, you get a little, smoke a little thing, you know, before the speech, right? And then if you start staring at the TV screen, it's just him behind the desk. It starts looking like his suit and body don't move at all. Like they're just like a prop, and that he's just like a lizard head coming out of the collar. And that's the only thing that moves. It's pretty trippy, man. You got to get the... You can't do it anymore, though, because they don't make tie stick. We've been over that.
It's almost like Clutch Cargo. It's just a mouth.
Yeah, it's very much like Clutch Cargo.
I see. I get a little smoking during his speeches, too. I know.
Oh, yeah. That was back when, back in the day, the crazy 80s.
Yeah.
If you can remember the 80s, you probably made a bunch of money.
Alice is in the lounge.
Oh yeah, we've been joined by Sweet Alice. I forgot Apple Cheeks Alice. What was I thinking? It's this wine.
Yeah.
I blame the wine. Jeepers. I'm not even a third way through this thing, and it's. All right.
Now
bad
what you
news.
Need to do is you need to go take a puff off the peace pipe. I'm telling you, it's gonna you'll zoom to the next level.
I got a little water. Chase that wine taste.
I
don't like wine. It always makes gives my mouth like kind of bleh. Come on over for some wine, Apple Cheeks. I got a little bit of Grenache left and then some Pinot Grigio. And of course, there's Fucky Sake on the bar.
Of course.
And just about any alcohol you'd want to drink, I would think. You could probably die drinking my bar. Absolutely.
Well,
bad news for fans of Mars.
You fucking Mars in the old age.
Mars's largest moon, Phobos. I've always been a big Phobos file.
Phobo.
Yeah, but it's going to smash. It's eventually going to smash into the surface of Mars and become a ring, like Saturn. So that'd be pretty cool looking once that happens.
Yeah, why not?
So you might want to mark that down. Yeah, you might want to mark that down on your calendar. That's due to happen in 20 to 40 million years. So.
I'll make a note of it.
Yeah, make a note of that. Mars will have a ring one of these days.
We'll be in the middle of a snow age, ice age anyway.
I know. If man should survive, it ain't fog,
right,
man. We ain't, that ain't.
Hey, why don't we blow that up? That's one. Put that down on the list.
The rings of Mars?
No, that song you were singing. What was that called?
Oh, in the year.
In the year.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's a goodie. I loved that when it came out. Like I was six or something. Like, oh my God! What happens in the year 3535?
Uh-huh.
If man is still alive,
like that
whoa,
Dizzy,
that's heavy,
like Tommy
dude.
Rowe.
Well, thanks for coming to the lounge, Apple Cheeks. We'll save you a wine.
We're almost at 2121, so.
They convicted the Facebook killer. Did you see that? The Facebook killer. Who
Facebook killer?
He posted a picture of his. He shot his wife. Then he posted a picture of her dead body on Facebook.
Oh
he swore it was self-defense. You know, shot
that
her eight
wild.
Times.
That was a long time ago.
He must be a cop or something, but off-duty cop. But no, he's he got convicted second-degree murder. You shoot her eight times. Self-defense, huh?
Huh.
Well. I don't know how long he's got in the hooskow, but Let's just hope he drops
so
the
I'm
social
sure he'll have a
bit,
good time.
You know? Yeah, I hope
there's
so.
He's going to find a honey bun on his pillow.
We can only hope. Myrn Bishop.
All right. Drink coffee.
Here it is, Cake. Here it is, Cake. This is the end. We're going to wrap it up with this one. You better believe it. A woman uses her yeast from her vagina to bake sourdough bread.
Well, them guys did that with their beards to brew beer, remember?
Oh.
Did we talk about that?
To brew beer?
No.
Yeah, they use some yeast from their beards to brew beer. One beer guy.
I really want
How's
no part of
that.
It's baked good, you know?
I can't wait to get my lips on a slice of that.
I know. Man, you're just thinking about this. It's all yeast infections.
Yeah.
Creamy white discharge, not unlike cottage cheese.
It's got to be a word for that in Urban Dictionary.
Oh, and there's pictures. Oh, good God. No. I got to see where she's wearing the chef hat.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Hey, Pete, let Pete moan me.
Doobity, bobble, spinny, doobity.
Hey, Pete, let Pete moan me.
Double bleed, boss, spinny, doobity.
Cause me on the Texas cow.
Shadow boat, spinny, doobity, doobity.
Moan me. Hey, Pete. Let's eat.
Stop, blue, bleak, dweeb.
Mow me. Hey, Pete, let's eat.
Shop it a bit of spittle, 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 spittle.
Cause it's late from the Texas cow and sweet.
Thank you.
last eat more meat. Cause meat on Texas cow is cheap.
You do the bows and you
buy. Hey, please. Let's eat. Let's eat more meat.
Hey, beef, what's that? No more meat?
No pork, just beef.
Philly and I.
Get the fuck out, man. Yes. The diz comes through.
Yes, the diz. Diz, man.
I could just see his cheeks puffing up. When I was a little kid,
uh-huh.
He was on it. Man, we used to laugh. Look at his cheeks. They're like a bullfrog. Love him, man.
I thought that was Slim Geller there in the beginning, the way he was spent.
A little scatting there.
Yeah, a little scat.
Just scatting away from the kitchen table, will you, kids?
Swing low, sweet chariot. That's a sweet Cadillac. Good tune.
Yeah. I told you, I was, when I went to see my little sister and got to hang out with the Jazz Cats after the concert, and one guy's like, oh, yeah, I remember while I was in Phoenix playing with Dizzy one time. And, you know, and you're just like, no, get the hell out of here. You know? How cool is that?
Yep.
Playing with
he was all
blast.
Like, out of sight, in the pocket. Let's smoke some marijuana. Let's smoke some reefer. Right? They call it reefer.
Yeah, they really don't smoke reefer like you'd think. They just, you know, they have a beer and
that
go to bed because they got to work
they
hard.
Do too.
They have to get up and practice.
You got to be stoned to play jazz. You got to practice
come on.
To play jazz.
Highly overrated.
You got to be stoned
like,
to get through that shit. Jazz drums is
much
like
Frank Zappa.
Drums
he
down
was.
The
it was drug free.
I have a video of your sister playing a little jazz on the Stumpy Loves Jazz page.
Ah, to check it out. Check it out.
Soft green light. Soft green light. Good tune.
Yeah, she's a pretty talented young lady. But you know what? It's not the talent. She's a dedicated musician. She plays that fucking guitar every fucking day for at least 4 hours a day. You know,
that's what you got to do. Yep.
You do something like that,
man.
You
got to do at least an hour.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think she does at least four a day. It's pretty impressive, man.
Very.
But that's you know, and then of course she goes out and teaches guitar and then plays a gig. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I mean, there's a lot of guitar playing there. Yeah, I am nowhere near as dedicated to my art as she is.
Yeah,
that's why she's an international superstar, and I'm merely a legend in my own mind.
We have.
There you go.
Well, what are you going to do? All that is possum art, so why not?
Right.
It's good for you. Works out good for you guys. We're going to start blowing up Christmas.
Yeah.
Next couple of weeks.
Yep.
I promise. Next Friday, though, we ain't blowing up dadgum shit because I ain't going to be here.
All right. No Friday, boss.
No Friday this week. Boop, boop. But, don't worry about it. We'll be here Monday with the hilarious possum hour. And then the following Monday, we'll be here with the even more hilarious possum hour. You could probably skip the next one. Go to the next one. The next one, I guarantee, will be really, really funny. Although the next one's going to be... Monday night will be funny, though. Why don't you think it'll be that funny?
It's going to be so funny, you're not even going to remember that you laughed.
That's right.
Funny, I forgot to laugh. Yeah. All right, how about Friday Frank? This is a goodie.
Friday Frank.
Wait a minute, you said there wasn't a show on Friday.
Well, no. This Friday. Today, now.
There's no show today, then what the fuck are we doing here?
I don't know. Go home. Drive carefully.
I am home.
Oh.
Oh. I'm powerful.
Force out.
I ain't had but a couple of three breakfasts since morning.
Captain Beefheart with the old Frank Zappa band there, you know, uh-huh. Friday Frank.
I like that. Good stuff.
That's from the, I don't know, you ever heard that one before?
Nope, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's from the Lost Episodes CD. I think that was the last one released before Mr. Zappa finally took the, the pipe. Although they've released about 40 albums since he died. It's like, who's released more posthumous albums, him or Jimi Hendrix? Jeez. Hello?
Someone's making money.
What the hell's going on there?
What's that?
Elvis still one of the big money makers.
Yeah.
He makes more money dead than he did alive. What the hell's going on over there, Marthy? You got
I think someone was sitting on that washing machine.
Or if, I thought somebody was, it sounded like somebody was fapping.
No, I think I know what it is. Is it this?
Oh. Well, you shaking your kale drink there?
Yes, I was. There you go. You got
good. I won.
Yep.
I get
won.
A year's
Nobody
supply.
Won,
what do you
Don.
Know? What do you know? What do you know?
You gotta shake this puppy out, baby. Decker wins.
Yeah,
wins
that's right.
First. What the
years.
Hell is that sale?
No, that'll be the new Friday night game. What's that sound?
Uh-huh.
What is that sound? It goes
what
a lot quicker than
that?
The old game. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. What the fuck is that?
Absolutely. Where's my dog? Ah, shoot. Can't get my shit. Well, I ruined that cue. So just put on anything. anything.
Really, dude? Really?
No, not that. Okay.
Anything but
that. Les Paul. You can't go wrong with that.
Okay. Oh, cool.
So what's left? Oh, the polka. The big time polka. Brenda Jo hung out. Cool.
Yeah, good, good, good polka.
This is a major polka.
I'm excited.
Well, you know, I love the Spike Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know that they were such big producers of polkas. They must have put out a whole album of polkas or something, because they got it.
They did. They did.
You know. Oh, okay. Because whenever I'm, you know, whenever I'm thinking, oh, what should I do for the polka? It's my go-to guys. Do some good polka-ing.
Gotta love the Spike.
Oh, yeah. They got those old shows on the YouTube, or they used to.
Yeah.
Watch. That was on TV once a week, you know? I can't imagine that today. There's nothing good like that on. Is there?
Why don't these retro shows pick up old shit like that? That's what I like to see.
There you go. Well, they're showing I watched part of Perry Como's Christmas special tonight with Rich Little. Oh, this was weird. Rich Little comes on and he's doing Raymond Burr. And he does a pretty damn good Raymond Burr. And he's saying he's Perry Mason, the security guard. And at the end of the bit, he hits on Perry Como. Like, I can't remember what he said, but he's like, oh, yeah. Anybody ever tell you you have piercing blue eyes?
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. And then, you know, and I'm like, I'm watching this now, and I laugh because I, you know, so it turns out he was
gay as
hell.
Well, everyone knew back then. Well, they are.
I didn't know. Nobody.
No, everyone in Hollywood knew. Most.
I guess they probably did.
Cause,
but man,
yeah,
that was an inside
about,
joke.
They knew about what's that guy? Tab Hunter too.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Rock.
Well, here I am. You know, at the time, I'm sure Perry Como. We ain't watching that. Click. You know, I didn't know. I was missing a pretty hip show, man. They were. I was cutting edge humor there.
I'm waiting for the Andy Williams Christmas special. Cause I
oh,
love
you gotta love Andy.
Fucking wife
Williams
of his.
Christmas.
My God.
Oh, the Spider
was
Savage
a piece of
there,
ass.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, you want a polka? We got a polka.
I polka. Certainly do want a polka.
Well, not yet. Les Paul's got. Got a couple more left in him there. But,
Anderson.
Yep. Amos and Andy's no more racist.
She's the
than
one
Sanford
that killed Spider.
Yeah.
Didn't Donald Trump's grandfather produce Amos and Andy? I think
it
could have
been worse.
The info.net. Something like that.
It could have been worse. They could have used the radio cast, you know?
That's what I wanted to tell you. Decker, remember you said you wanted to see Trump have a debate with Roosevelt in his wheelchair?
Yes!
It came close to him making fun of that guy with the...
Is that wild stuff? I saw that too.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
he is doing him. He was talking about the crippled guy, and he's doing a crippled guy impression.
No, I saw that. I saw the headline. He didn't make fun of him, and now he's demanding an apology. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's such an asshole.
Now he wants a fucking apology.
Yes.
Like I said on Facebook, man.
This guy Obama did.
Trump means never having to say you're sorry, baby. You know?
This country's in some
right.
deep doo-doo.
That was a beauty.
Polka.
Take a look. Get a load of this crip over here. It's polka time. Trying to polka with my friend.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
the morning dew.
Drink a wee little toast to me, and I'll drink a toast to you.
Bring me the kilt and bagpipe, hand me a feathered cap.
Bring the band while you play so grand, I'll hear me a wee little tramp.
You take the small glass and I'll take the tall glass,
and I'll be on the high road before you.
You take the small girl and I'll take the tall girl,
be sure to get the girl who'll adore you.
Brightly your toes are twinkling, doing the heel and fling.
Brightly she winks an eye at me, till then you can hear me sing.
Drink to the bonny lassie, sweet as the morning dew.
Drink a wee little toast to me, and I'll drink a toast to you.
In any kind of weather, you dance upon the heather, as lightly as a feather, you dance but do not speak. You dance around the thistle, you hear the birdies whistle, and pretty soon your miss will kiss a little spot on your cheek. On a broad brick moonlit night, you lose your heart, and in Scotland that's how true romances start.
Drink to the bonny lassie, sweet as the morning dew. Drink a wee little toast to me, and I'll drink a toast to you. Bring me the kilts and bagpipes, hand me a feather cap. Bring the band while you play so grand, I'll hear me a wee little drap. You take the small glass, and I'll take the tall glass,
and I'll be on the high road before ye.
You take the small girl, and I'll take the tall girl,
be sure to get the girl who'll adore ye.
Brightly our toes are twinkling, doing a heel and a fling.
Brightly she winks an eye at me, says then you can hear me sing.
Drink to the bonny lassie, sweet as the morning dew.
Drink a wee little toast to me, and I'll drink a toast to you.
Doubling down on that one, man. That was forever. That was greatness. My
that brought
my
me back
father.
To my days on the can going. With the
my father is smiling down or grinning
go.
Up, depending on where he ended up. That was how we knew the old man had had a snoot full when the Scotch Guard records came out. Time to go to bed, kids. Woo! Hightail it out
that
of
there. Was, yeah, that's right. That's like, my, I think I told you, my mother's was Engelbert Humperdinck. Once Engelbert Humperdinck. I'd be coming home. I'd be walking home. I could hear it from a half block away on that big, she had a big console record player, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Now, my old man was not a beer drinker.
Good God. Mama been drinking.
My old man liked the, what'd he drink? Canadian Club, I guess? Something like that. A cheap Canadian Club. Cheap Canadian whiskey. How much time we got left? Not a whole hell of a lot.
Oh.
Wow. We just wasted almost 90 minutes of your time.
There you go.
We could squeeze out 43 more seconds.
Impersonator.
That was a little more Friday Frank for your money. doubling down on the Friday. And that was actually for a nasal congestion commercial or something. I don't know, Dristan or something. But anyway, he made a pile of dough and was able to finance his music, the beginnings of his musical career. Friday Frank. We miss ya. We do. I do miss Friday Frank, man. Friday Frank's out.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. Better, Ted. Poor guy. All righty. Well, thanks for coming, ladies and germs. Oh, Teddy. Well, 3 minutes sounded like 3 hours, Cake said. But the thing was, the truth of the matter was, the 3 minutes was only 2 minutes and 14 seconds. How?
I call those Canadian 3 minutes.
Yeah, she was listening in Canadian minutes. I got to get on that decimal system one of these days. All righty. I don't know, Ted. Ted's... I don't know. He just wants to manipulate me. I'm his enabler. I'm not his owner. All right. Well, thanks for coming, everybody. Professor R.J. Gumby, impeccable.
Fun time.
Mr. Mall Liquor Man, outstanding. But this wine, Pinot Grigio. And no wonder Reverend Wendy gets all loosey-goosey when she drinks this Pinot Grigio. You know? I could probably...
Yeah, wine's a different...
You know.
Wine's a different drink than a beer.
It sure is, man. Very loosey-goosey buzz, you know? Like, I'm sure not nearly as... I read where, with Mixer, if you use, Diet Mixer, like a Diet 7 as opposed to regular 7, you get drunker faster or more intensely or something. Better for you to drink.
Oh, well, you do the breathalyzer, right? I saw that headline, too. It, like, knocks off the breathalyzer more often than...
Oh, really? No, this was a different thing. Oh, I didn't read that. I did not know that.
No. It'll make you seem more drunk on the breathalyzer.
Oh. Oh, I see.
If you mix with
soda. I misread the damn thing, then, is what you're saying.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong, too, because I just saw the headline. But it's basically saying, yeah, it fucks you up more. It's more liquor.
All right, Pinot Grigio and Energize. Come on, you can do better than that. Soon.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Take it away, Willie. Good day, everybody. Thanks for coming.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. That I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Making music with my
All right, Willie.
Willie.
A good show,
Willie,
I think.
Willie needs to get back on the road again because the government took all his money.
You got that right. I think he's invested in the legal marijuana.
No, he's all over the place.
He's got his own special. Yeah, you can't say special when you drink wine. He's got his own special blend of cannabis.
Yeah, he got the Texas Roadhouses, the steakhouses.
Oh, really? Is that his?
Some of it, yeah.
We got them here. Those are huge.
Yeah, that's a great place to eat. You throw the peanuts on the floor.
If you don't eat a steak, just stay home. You know, I mean, you go to the fucking Texas Roadhouse, get the fucking steak. You know, don't fuck
around.
There's
something with steak in it.
Something with steak. Yeah, you got to have some steak there, or you're just wasting your time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
If you go there and you get like chicken, I'll have
dumb.
The chicken.
Yeah, I'm going to have to unfriend you on Facebook if you do that. Honest to God. That's it.
That's where I eat my flounder. I get flounder right there.
Unfriended and blocked.
That's right.
I tell you what, beats the hell out of fucking Red Lobster. I just had such a negative... I mean, I had a positive experience overall, but just a negative came away for the food. Just the food itself.
Yeah, the food
sucks.
The food
sucks.
Unless you like seafood.
And the prices was really high. I was like, why the fuck do I come here? Fuck this. Never again, Red Lobster.
Because I can go buy a hunk of fish for $5 and cook it with a little bit of lemon and salt.
Yes. Even though I hated it, I did
Alfredo.
Still had class, but it's the last tip they're getting from me.
My social anxiety disorder keeps me away from those fucking places.
Who?
My social anxiety disorder. I can't stand it.
Oh, keeps you out of the Red Lobster? Yeah.
Keeps me out of all those places. I don't eat out.
You're not missing anything. You can hit a drive-thru, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess there's a drive-thru.
Well, we'll have to see. Next time I'm at Texas Roadhouse, I'll suggest, you know, you guys put
well,
a drive-thru and you might get all them.
Up, right, and bring it out
yeah.
to you. Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
You can get your steak and eat it, too. Beauty. All right, well, I'm running out of gas, and I'm getting fucked up on this wine. I don't want to be that drunk on the air, so try to pull the plug on this masterpiece while we're still in one piece.
Yep.
Tonight's episode, For the Love of God.
Absolutely.
I like that It Takes a Feast theme we had there in the beginning.
Yeah, I like to do the reprise whenever I can. It gives the show a Sergeant Peppery feel, you know. People walk away going, did I just hear a classic or is his dog still barking? Will you shut up, Ted, and let me finish the fucking show and then I'll give you all the attention in the world. Crying out loud. I'll love you and hug you and call you Ted. And I will pet you. Ew.
Gumby is one of them animals. He can walk around with one of them crazy animals and demand that it's his pet thing that helps him with his stress. And he goes like some really disgusting animal that poops and pees on everything just to annoy people.
Howler monkey. They're annoying.
I have to fight with my Bilobos monkeys.
Oh, yeah. Ebola monkey is good, too. He always breaks up the party.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well... Like I say, we'll be back Monday, I guess. I'm going to be eating turkey.
Let me check my schedule.
Turkey and potatoes is on the menu for tomorrow.
There you go.
Breakfast will be turkey, green beans, and a potato. Lunch will be turkey, green beans, and a potato. And if there's any turkey left, turkey, green beans, and a potato.
Remember, you can freeze all that shit and for a month or so you wait a couple weeks and then have a turkey sandwich.
I'm going to just eat it all, I'm going on the Thanksgiving diet.
Too, I bet.
Yeah, just on the Thanksgiving diet. is eat Thanksgiving food. You know what? You know what? There's never enough leftovers of the stuffing.
Stuffing.
Everybody eats the stuffing. What is that? That's what
it's
all
about.
That's
why you make a secret batch.
Yeah. It's all about the stuffing, ladies and gentlemen.
Crispy with sausage and chestnut.
All about the stuffing. All right. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Hey, goodnight, Monte.
Goodnight, stuffing.
Yeah.
Come on, Reverend Wendy, wherever you are.
Gravy too.
Yep.
I know what happened. We'll bring it up. Remind me on Monday. I know what happened with the rest of
you. Okay.
Ooh, intrigued.
Send the arrow on the doorpost. Say this when it's condemned. From New Orleans to Jerusalem, I travel through East Texas, where many martyrs fell, and I know one thing nobody can say. Like blind or Willie McTell. Well, I heard the two dogs sing. They were taking down the tent. Stars above on the barren trees, where is only audience.
I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!